page 48.
Griselda Clement, the vicar's wife, is organising a tea party at the vicarage of St Mary Mead. She and her husband are discussing who they're going to invite.
"My duty," said Griselda, "my duty as the vicaress. Tea and scandal at 4:30. "Who is coming?" Griselda ticked them off on the fingers with a glow of virtue on her face. "Mrs. Price Ridley, Miss Weatherby, Miss Hartnell, and that terrible Miss Marple." "I rather like Miss Marple," I said. "She has at least a sense of humour." "She's the worst cat in the village," said Griselda, "and she always knows every single thing that happens and draws the worst inferences from it." "I wonder what we shall have for tea," said Griselda, seating herself on my writing table. "Dr. Stone and Miss Cram, I suppose, and perhaps Mrs. Lestrange. By the way, I called on her yesterday, but she was out. Yes, I'm sure we shall have Mrs. Lestrange for tea. It's so mysterious, isn't it, her arriving like this and taking a house down here and hardly ever going outside it. Makes one think of detective stories, you know. Who was she, the mysterious woman with the pale, beautiful face? What was her past story? Nobody knew. There was something faintly sinister about her. I believe Dr. Haydock knows something about her." "You read too many detective stories, Griselda," I observed mildly.
Agatha Christie, Murder at the Vicarage, 1930.